Coming up, time to aim your blasters at a fun-filled episode with several surprises. This week, it's Nerf or nothing, and this is Most Extreme Podcast.
Welcome to Most Extreme Podcast, the show where we discuss and analyze. Are you going to keep that?
Yeah.
Discuss and analyze the enigma that is 2000s pop culture. I am Jarrett Whitworth.
I'm Brett Olson. And this kind of brings us to an interesting point in the show.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it. Thank you, guys. Hey, stay tuned if you're still listening. We do have a really fun giveaway at the end of this episode. But for now...
stay tuned if you're still listening. if you made it through the 15 seconds. What a grind.
Yeah, you started like blowing out the mic. But you know, that's fine. Okay. This brings us
to... I just wanted to try something new.
Okay, well, we have a couple announcements. This first, I guess to start off the show, we do have sort of a big announcement about MXP in the show. We showed up today at the studio, the two of us, and got here kind of late, mm-hmm. I guess, which is fine. I mean, it's normally open anyway. And we got here and we saw this letter that was just put on the table in mm-hmm. front of us. And it said from Jonathan...
And from the desk of Jonathan.
From the desk of Jonathan.
Jonathan, middle name Snowdy.
Right. You got it removed. Anyway, we just kind of opened it, and this is what it had to say. Here you go.
From Jonathan. My dearest Jarrett, and also Brett. I shall now describe the passage of events which has brought about the present state of things. I must start, if any of this is to make much sense at all, at the very beginning, to provide proper context for all that I must now expound. Now then, it was nearly 14 billion years ago that it happened, and from there now the fish began to venture onto land, putting one fin in front of the other in a great struggle against gravity, fighting the mud, fighting for hope, for a chance at freedom, a chance at a better future. Among the other accomplishments of the Emperor Augustus considered noteworthy are a multitude of building projects. As Augustus himself would boast, I found a Rome of bricks. I leave you one of marble. Indeed, his records of construction first Snowy came to be called such, in prison, as it were, where he garnered himself quarters for being a bit too unchristian for his contemporary rulership. But on the day he was to escape, there was a considerable snowfall. Upon crawling out from his cell and seeing it after first. A run-in with a mob of angry fans of the hit holiday comedy film Elf left me with an acute case of psychosomatic appendicitis, it became obvious that a career adjustment was long overdue. Naturally, my first step would be to return to my university studies and pursue a higher form of education. Yes, Most Extreme Podcasts fans, I am going back to school, and I'm going to finish up my degree. Obviously, I'm super excited for that, but it goes without saying that's a huge time commitment, and it's one that, it affects my future, and it's something that I really want to prioritize. That being said, I'm going to be stepping away from Most Extreme Podcast in order to focus on school, but before I go, I want to give a super special thanks to everyone who's ever listened to an episode of Most Extreme Podcast, all of our fans who download it every week, who share it with their friends. A super special shout out to everyone who's been on the show with us, who's been willing to come out and meet with us, to social distance in the studio with us, to get on Zoom calls with us, and just talk about 2000s pop culture and have a good time. You guys have been awesome. Also, super, super big shout out to my two fellow hosts, Brett and Jarrett. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. Literally could not do this show without you. And because of you, it has been a blast. I am sad, obviously, to have to put this aside for now. But hopefully, I'll see you all real soon. Take care.
Okay. Well, that was a lot to take in.
I wasn't expecting that part in the middle there.
Yeah. I didn't know he was going to do it in a British accent. That was very different.
Crazy.
So that leaves us, you and Jira, without a host. Apparently, we don't have a host. We
still have the chair set up. We have the microphone set up, but it's just cobwebs.
It's just cobwebs in the silhouette of Jonathan. Yeah, that sucks. But you know what? You know, power to him. We're glad for Jonathan to be doing other work.
With his newfound time, he's told me that he promised to watch the second half of Home Alone.
Oh, thank God.
At some point.
Okay.
So he'll check in with that.
Sweet. Well, I guess we'll just... Did you hear something at the door?
I thought that was you. Was that the door?
Oh, I just make doorbell sounds out of my mouth.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Check this one. This one's a power saw. here, let's get the door. Here, you want to get the door real quick?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Alejandro.
It's me,
Alejandro. Alejandro Joaquin from our Blockbuster episode. What are you doing here?
Well, I heard you guys needed a ghost.
A host?
A host.
Oh, a ghost. A ghost host.
We could all use a ghost.
You're dead?
A ghost host.
No.
I heard you guys needed an extra host, so I came here in place of Jonathan.
Oh.
R.I.P. Jonathan.
R.I.P. I can't believe he died.
Yeah.
We do need another ghost host.
That's great.
And so we got Alejandro. Well, thank you, Alejandro. Thanks for stepping in, for sure.
Hey, no problem. I'm here to help the podcast, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, hopefully you... Are you writing another letter?
He's already drafting a letter.
I'll only be here for a couple minutes.
Well, cool. Thank you for joining us.
Drummer or whatever.
This is exciting, I guess, for us, because we're glad to have Alejandro here, and we're sad that we don't have Jonathan anymore, but we're excited to see the continuation of what happens with the show. But yeah, so it's exciting, and what are we talking about today? Anyone?
We are talking about Nerf today.
Nerf or nothing, baby.
Mm. Love that Nerf. All right, so if you made, if you made it this far into the podcast, we have... No, take it away, Brett. What would be your personal history with Nerf?
Okay, I would probably say that my personal history with Nerf is that I definitely had some Nerf guns. I'm sure a lot of listeners probably saw them around. But I've definitely used Nerf, not as much as a kid, but as you and I have done a lot of filmmaking together. And so a lot of the times when we're making, you know, sci-fi movies or something, we'll use Nerf guns for the weapons in the film. And that's what we'll use just because of how the futuristic look of them all. And so a lot of kids will also bring in their own. And just seeing sort of how they've changed throughout the years has been very interesting. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. But yeah, I've definitely gotten into some trouble with Nerf guns as well.
Sure.
Yeah, because we'll definitely talk about that as well. But I think they're very interesting. I think. Do you remember when we were shooting this one movie camp? And I don't know why, but we had all these Nerf guns. And then... Luke Jackson, if he's listening.
Was it Dark City 7? No.
I think, I don't remember, but Luke Jackson, he had a, who's probably listening, he was a kid and he had a giant Nerf gun, looked straight at both of us and said, "This is what you get for living in the land of the free." We're like, oh no.
That's as iconic as George saying, "If you don't like Chick-fil-A lemonade, you're un-American."
I mean, it's a little pulpy for me.
Wow. So Alejandro, so what anyway. Is your, if you have any
complaints. Yeah, Alejandro, what about you? You got any history with the Nerf company?
Yes, I was, I like, okay, so I heard of Nerf before, but I didn't really get to like play with one until I was in middle school, because my friend had a bunch of them, and he would actually customize them to be like a lot faster and more powerful. So
yeah,
you
put the like industrial springs in there.
Yeah, right? He was. Yeah, I don't know what he did, or I think his dad helped him. But yeah, so that was my experiment with Nerf.
Okay,
and then yeah, and then I haven't really, and then I got one for a birthday.
Okay,
and then yeah,
okay, that was very cool.
And I used to have this is kind of Nerf, but I used to have a Super Soaker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but it looked like an AK-47. And like, instead of the magazine, it was like a gun. It was like a water tank.
Okay.
And it was just, yeah, and it was automatic. It was pretty cool.
You fill up a whole like 32 ounces.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we'll talk about definitely because that Super Soaker, I think I probably knew it, but that Super Soaker and Nerf are like, or like basically like cousins in terms of company. Yeah. I guess I knew that, but I guess during research for this episode, I think I found out more about it. But yeah, Jarrett, you got any Nerf or nothing in your life?
I know. Yeah. Growing up, there was a smattering of the, you know, like the single shot just like fits in like size of your hand, like single shot pistol.
Like the tiny ones.
Kind of
ones.
Yeah. We've had like, there were a few of those running around the house and some various projectile weaponry. In college, though, me and a couple friends, it's like, yeah, you just go like, oh, what am I gonna do with this $30? And so you like get, I got a Nerf gun, one of the like shotgun Nerf guns that has like 30 bullets that shoots two at a time, and then also this Rambo belt. Whoa.
oh, for Nerf, not just like,
no, right, right.
I went to the U.S. Army Navy Supply Store.
Yeah, I went to the gun show and yeah, got a deal.
I'm surprised
it had like 30 Nerf bullets strapped around my chest.
I would not be surprised if there is a Nerf gun show.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, that sounds sad, but
if you're out there, email us.
Yeah, email us the GPS coordinates of where it's happening. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I'm surprised by how it's probably more popular with young adults. Like you hear about the startups like having Nerf gun battles, and like or like college parties.
That totally seems like a trend of like at Google every Thursday we break out in a Nerf war.
We just really want our employees to feel loved, and that if they can, if they want to participate in a Nerf gun fight, they can do that here. They don't
I'll get you, IT department. which I guess is all of them, but yeah,
and that's how they acquired YouTube.
That's they just put all these guns like underneath their desk, their cubicles, like how Dwight has off like weapons throughout the office.
Yes.
But yeah, no, that's cool.
But I also had this other. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever bought in an airport. Which I think it's an unrelated question I want to ask either of you.
Why are they selling Nerf guns in an airport?
It wasn't Nerf, but it was this sort of like pump action shot, like soft foam balls kind of thing from.
Gotcha. Well, I was like, that seems weird.
Like Sharper Image or whatever. That. I was just like, okay. Oh, I got, got 20 bucks and I'm unsupervised, so I'm going to get this thing. Easily one of the dumbest things I've ever bought with real human money.
Wow. As opposed to.
TSA, check this out.
Yeah, there's sound in the airport. But what about you? What's the dumbest thing y'all have ever bought in an airport?
An airport. Good question.
That was in ninth grade, by the way. This was like last year.
No. I definitely remember I flew by myself for the first time, and I had like the most Taco Bell I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh my god!
Because I was like, I gotta eat my flight. So what do I do?
How long was the flight?
30 minutes. I'm gonna be
diminishing returns on the satisfying.
I'm gonna be
hunger.
Back in this bathroom for a while. I think one time I bought some freshly squeezed orange juice in the Vienna airport.
Wow.
I don't know if that's stupid, but most of the time it's always just buying like a prepackaged sandwich that's disgusting and not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cold and the bread's soggy.
Yeah,
it reminds me of that.
Is that yours?
No, mine would probably. Okay, this is not like it's not like a bad waste of money, I guess. But I bought Five Guys at the airport
because
here in the Raleigh-Durham airport, there's a Five Guys inside of it.
Yeah.
So I bought some, and then the whole flight, I just had like very bad stomach pain. Because I don't know why. It's just and something about being up in the air just is not great about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can totally feel that.
So I think that's probably the worst thing.
So fake gun, Taco Bell, Five Guys. Okay. If you have a weird purchase at the airport, hashtag terminal. Like
if you've made a food mistake at the airport, email us at mostextremepod.com.
And tell us all about it.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. So I guess to go into sort of the history of Nerf, I mean, Nerf has been around for a really long time, so it's not technically 2000s, but it does. We'll get into a little bit of the 2000s coming up. But the history of Nerf is interesting because it was originally supposed to be a volleyball game. And I have a picture for it right here. We'll put it on our social. It's essentially like a bouncy ball and then like these like discus things that you use as to like being able to like throw it, I guess. I'm not entirely sure. But it's definitely, although Nerf was more of like a spongy backyard warfare as it was, we know for today, its roots definitely less violent. It was created by inventor Ryan Geyer, who enjoyed early success by creating the game Twister. You guys all know and love it, or do you love it?
It's fine. It's been a long time since I played.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
That was
you,
the
you
weirdest.
Guys, don't you
I
have do, that up there?
I have it in my VHS collection. I have Twister
in our studio.
Yeah, in our airplane
in
hangar.
The airplane hangar.
No, I really like the movie Twister, especially the part where
they play Twister.
Left leg green. But yeah,
should have gotten an Oscar for that performance alone. Yeah.
All the flying cows. So yeah, while he was working on Geyer, when he was working on Twister, he was working on a caveman themed game, and one of Geyer's team members began bouncing one of these games' foam rocks around over a net, which was the volleyball idea. And the designers realized that they were onto something and began developing a whole line of games based on foam balls, and that's where we get Nerf. Geyer originally took the ideas to Milton Bradley, the company that had found the Twister invention, but the game giant passed on the creation. Undeterred, he pitched his foam ideas to Parker Brothers. And long story short, it became the world's first indoor ball. Was sort of like the polyurethane, like 4-inch foam ball was the idea for Nerf. After the plain old Nerf ball idea became a runaway hit, Parker Brothers contracted Geyer to make the wide array of foam games which he originally envisioned. Long story short, basically, this is sort of our Bop It episode. It just became a Hasbro thing. Right. Hasbro sort of, as we said, like they have a monopoly on all every
just
game.
This amoeba absorbing everything around it.
Right. I don't know. It's that in like Mattel, and then there's like Lego, obviously, and some other people, but I'm surprised that Hasbro has come up so often in this show. But yeah, in 1989, Nerf debuted the Blastaball, which is a small pinkish cannon that fired golf ball sized foam projectiles, aka a gun. In 1991, the introduction of the Nerf bow and arrow cemented the brand's reputation for armor kids everywhere. Here is a picture of what it looks like, the gun. I think that the old Nerf logo, like the font and everything, is so rad compared to what they've got now. That's my opinion.
It's very 80s.
Super inspired. 80s. It's got, maybe that's why it's got, like, you know, the bright, like, pinks.
Retro-like.
And, yeah, like the yellowish thing.
What does the logo look like now? I'm having a hard time.
It's really, like, yellow.
Yeah, the old one's definitely better.
Yeah.
It's not like a neon yellow.
Right. Which I don't know. Maybe is it just because we like that sort of 80s style and that's more popular now? Or is it just because, I don't know.
It's that retro. We just like things that are retro.
I think we should bring it back.
Yeah.
I think I've seen some like t-shirts and stuff that are selling it. Anyway, the 90s saw Nerf further expand its way into an array of blasters, into guns that fired missiles, balls, and suction cup darts. Some sources claim that the term Nerf is an acronym for non-expanding recreational foam, but that story seems too good to be true. Ryan Gurr, the inventor's personal website, explains that Parker Brothers named the balls after the foam that off-road drivers use to wrap their roll bars. I don't know. I think, yeah. Did you – I mean, you're technically more of a 90s kid, but did you have Nerf growing up?
Yeah, 92, loud and proud.
You're 92 years old. Jeez.
Yeah. Hello.
Now introducing Nerf walkers.
What was the question?
But you Nerf growing up, was that big in your childhood in terms did the brand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And now that you mentioned the like indoor ball thing, I mean, we absolutely had an assortment of those basketball hoops that you hang over the door, you know, with like
the classic
foam ball, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's all interesting because kind of I think they're still doing it with Nerf is that they're still like, we do like foam sports stuff, but then we also do weapons.
Yeah.
It's like,
I did. I was not familiar with the foam. Like I knew them, but I didn't know that was Nerf that kind of like started that.
I guess. Yeah. So or like this
Nerf,
put this off.
Nerfish
in kind
of stuff.
Cause they've always been foam footballs. It's just like, I guess they just happen to have, you know, Nerf being one of them.
My question, I don't know if you looked into this or if we're getting to this, but the Nerf bullets that would, like, you know, obviously stick to stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now a lot of them are just the, like, it's just the rubber tips.
Right, so it just bounces right off.
When did that happen?
I think that happened around the 2000s. I think we're going to get there coming up. Because it does feel like, yeah, at least right when I was a kid, it did feel like, oh, I shoot them and then they stuck on the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now it does feel like if I shoot a Nerf gun, the bullet just bounces right off. I think...
Because it's not a suction cup at the end.
Right. Some of it, I think, came from parental complaints of... Which we'll definitely get into because I think every parent hates Nerf guns.
Too many small circles on the TV.
Oh, that goes on my fine china. but yeah, no, I think in terms of how Nerf was in the 2000s, I think the idea of more of like they just still had that futuristic look with all of their weapons and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it definitely felt like it was going into the more like, you know, we're building shotguns, we're building... automatic rifles that happened in more of the 2000s.
There's like sniper rifles
that have
the like extended legs to help aim that are like the gun itself is
right.
2.5
or
feet
a turret,
long.
Yeah.
And you can buy the little attachments for it with the, the railing. Was that like the rail? Did they always have that?
I think so. Yeah. And then like, oh, I need a different scope. You know? It's like, okay.
Yeah. And then you could get a laser one.
That shoots a laser so you know where you're hitting ahead of time. Jeez. So the end strike subline is sort of what started this, and this launched in 2003 and is styled more like a real weapon than previous Nerf products. This is where we're going to start to see some of the controversy what's happening with Nerf. But the most of the blasters of the InStrike line feature the yellow and black color scheme, although some blasters feature red and gray and some of the all-over blue color scheme. The series was succeeded in 2012 by the InStrike Elite line, featuring upgraded internal mechanisms, better performance, updated darts, which I think is what we were talking about.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And as Elite darts, and also the new blue, orange, and white color scheme. I've seen the white a lot more recently, because I was in Target today, and I did go by, I was like, I'm going to go buy the Nerf aisle.
Yeah.
And there is a Nerf aisle, you know, right next to, like, Lego, Star Wars,
Transformers aisle.
The Transformers.
Well, let me look up. I'm pretty sure the one
the white
I have,
claw. Just kidding.
Yeah, the one I got
white claw for
in
kids.
College was one of these InStrike Elites, rough cut shotgun. Yeah, that's from that. It's got the blue, orange, and white.
Gotcha.
Color scheme. Yep.
Do you still have it?
I mean, it's out at my parents' house.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked, Brett.
Yeah. And here we have Brett's parents.
Oh, you know I'm packing Heath. Yeah.
So Nerf has appeared in the 2000s, appeared in different TV shows, has appeared in The Office, appeared in 30 Rock, appeared in Modern Family, and of course in Chuck. Definitely played a big part. Do you guys remember, did you guys watch Chuck at all?
Nope.
Both shaking hands. Okay.
So when you say, and of course Chuck, I'm like, was Chuck like sponsored by Nerf?
I distinctly remember seeing Nerf guns in Chuck.
I don't even know what Chuck is.
Chuck. Oh, wow.
Which one's Chuck?
I'm pretty sure some listeners probably just, like, honked the horn.
Yeah, someone's yelling in the car.
What? Okay, so Zachary Levi.
Oh, yeah, I know what
works
it is.
At Best Buy.
Yep.
Okay.
But keep going.
It was interesting because it says, yeah, I was looking for, like, oh, Nerf has appeared on all these different TV shows from the 2000s. And I was going through, like, The Office and 30 Rock and shows. I'm like, when did Nerf ever show up? Must be like a second or something, because I'm trying to look through it. I'm not seeing it, remembering Nerf in any of these shows.
For The Office,
Daryl tells Michael that he lives a Nerf life.
A cushy Nerf life.
Maybe it's like a football or something. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. That's true. I think it is a football.
It might be football.
Because there's that opening where they're throwing the football around.
I think that was a real football.
Or was that a real football?
I can't remember. That was a real pigskin, baby. 30 Rock, I don't remember that. Tracy, look out.
come on, Ms. Lemon.
Modern Family. I didn't watch a ton of Modern Family. And I also didn't know that it just ended.
I know.
And they're like, farewell to Modern Family. Like, how long has this show been on?
Been like 12 seasons?
Literally, yeah. the girl, the kid that they adopt is like a baby and then is like...
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's like, what, 13 at the end of it?
Geez. Yeah. Oh, Lily or something? Yeah. That's crazy. It's the thing where it's like, oh, kids actors start out like super cute and then like a Full House.
Yeah.
And then they get so old that it's like, okay, we need to get a new kids.
Yeah.
But yeah. So unless I'm misremembering where Nerf shows up, and any listeners have any ideas of where Nerf is showing up in some of these sitcoms, I definitely remember seeing like workplace sitcoms where they're like, "We're a fun office."
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the only ones I can think of.
Wait, but the question still remains: what is Chuck?
Chuck is a show about a guy Who works at basically like he works at like a Geek Squad type thing.
Oh yeah.
And then he for some reason because of his like minor, he gets like sent like at like special like spy information, and then like he becomes like the target of all like these international spies. It's great. Watch it.
Chuck appears in The Office.
He does?
As a cutout, yeah.
Oh, right.
For the tablet.
For the saber.
Yeah. The saber pyramid.
That's right. So anyway, Chuck is really good, and I know we have a lot of listeners who like that show, so maybe it might have to shoot. We're on to all of Chuck, and we're back. All right. Back to the show. So yeah, this is where I think like the 2000s is where the guns were getting futuristic looking. This is where we get like the clear series, which is like the translucent guns, so that's like all clear plastic. Where you can see all the mechanics working in it, which is cool.
Which is what they had in the Invisible Boatmobile, right? Right?
Isn't there a point? Did we talk about this in our SpongeBob episode where it's like they're like looking for the Invisible Boatmobile?
Yeah,
and they click the clicker, and it's just like for 2 seconds you see like a 1950s catalog. I'm like, dude. We have the switch shots, which is the guns that can shoot both water and darts.
Oh my god,
that has to be fun. Gotcha again. Sure, a lot of people like that. Air Tech, which is the pump up blasters, which is the idea I think a lot of like the shotgun ones have it, where you basically pump it up and then you shoot it out, you know.
Yeah, like a gun.
Ideally. You know how you pump up your lock.
But more than just not like a shotgun, pump it and shoot, but like a compressing more air.
Like, how am I supposed to explain this without like audio or visual? You know how you do this? All these hand motions, and then you do
like
this,
like a shake weight,
and then this happens. Yeah,
just make the sound effect of the pump.
But yeah, and then dart tag came in the 2000s. The idea of where it's like Nerf tag, where you had like a special like almost like Velcro like armor thing, like a laser tag thing, but when people could shoot you could obviously see it, rather than if you just play like bonk, it goes right off you. I got you. No, you didn't. We don't remember.
That's why you just got start putting like thumbtacks in the head of the bullets, and then they'll stick. got you
in the throat, buddy.
Got you,
just put a nail at the end of it.
I found all these needles everywhere, and I'm going to use dart tech. But yeah, and so this is also, I think it's, super I was looking glue. Through all of the Nerf sort of lineup in terms of how the futuristic they go. This was from the 90s. This is the Cyber Strike gear. This is called the Deceptor Blaster. Now, this kind of looks like a man in a mechanical robot
that's shooting off the side of his head.
Yeah. So it looks like a shoulder harness that, and then there's an eyepiece where you basically use the targeting with your eye, and then you shoot off of your shoulder, right? And your arm.
Yeah.
It looks like it, but
we'll put a picture of this, but it looks like he's like putting on like a steampunk robot outfit.
But it looks like I don't know.
I think it like goes up and it just shoots through his head.
Right? Oh wait, it shoots
through off the side of his head.
Shoots like behind his ear.
Yeah.
Step one, with your parents' permission, bore a hole through your head to make room for the gun.
Mom, I'll tell you, I'm gonna beat everybody at dart tag. Here's another one. I don't remember the name of this one, but this one is essentially a gun that you basically use like a lever.
It's like a Gatling gun.
Yeah, essentially. And you just shoot things over there. But it also seems like the magazine for it is not that big. So you only get
a few. That's like pulls six of it. Balls but in
I,
there.
But I wonder if that's the kind of thing that you could modify and just keep getting until it just PVC pipe.
Yeah.
You can have 20 feet of these things.
Is that what your friend was doing? Just I've got this giant
the Nerf bazooka. Gap.
Infinite. Ammo.
Is there a Nerf bazooka? Hang on, there's gotta be.
If there's not, I want that idea for my.
There's gotta be Nerf cannons.
Okay, here we go.
Is there a Nerf bazooka?
This is fake. This can't be real. Okay, this is by the community. Gotcha.
There's a lot of custom ones.
Right, this is a custom one. This is a Nerf RPG 7 Thunderbolt, which looks straight out of a game. And then, which we'll get into coming up, there is a Nerf Fortnite themed bazooka.
I knew that they had done Fortnite crossover stuff, so they've made Nerf guns that look like the weapons in Fortnite. I don't know if you were about to say that or not.
Fortnite.
What hasn't crossed over with Fortnite?
That's right. Well,
This is a weird time. We're sponsored by Fortnite. You can now get a custom skin of all three of us.
Yeah. use code MOSTEXTREMEPOD in the item shop.
Yeah. You see us all support do the dance.
Local creators. Yeah.
I like, this is where things, in the 2010s is where we start to get into the weird thing about Nerf that I don't really understand is the foam weapons collection. Where it's essentially just foam swords and shields and axes.
It's just blunt force combos. I remember seeing those.
That seems like complete cheating. Like, okay, I've been shooting you from all here. I'm just going to whack you.
That seems like
just wait for them to reload and then just
exactly
smack them.
You would rather bring a Nerf sword to a gunfight.
Right. Yeah. It's like,
because you don't have to pick up the sword when you're. Yeah.
Right. Because it's like, I just won with one strike. I got you.
Just come in over the top and just hit him right in the neck.
Yeah.
Game over. Is that a Darth Maul lightsaber looking Nerf
I think
sword?
It's like a bow staff.
Whoa. Got some sweet skills with a bow staff.
Check out my Nerf nunchucks, baby.
You can get a Nerf shield.
A Nerf shield, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then there's even shields that you can put on your guns that are like block things, almost like a riot shield.
Like a Roman thing.
This is not going to age well.
This is awful. And then another thing I saw, my brother had was babysitting some kids, and they had these things, which was essentially like Nerf grenades.
That's
I don't know if they're made by Nerf, but essentially the idea is that you just pack a bunch of the Nerf balls in them, and then you take out the cheek cane and you throw it, and then it just explodes everywhere.
Whoa!
But yeah, I'm not sure how I feel, but it's also hard plastic. So basically, if you're playing on like a hardwood floor, you're gonna make a dent.
Right. And also,
or you're going to break it.
You're also just aiming the hard plastic projectile at your friends.
Yeah. So you could get hit by the ball. You could get hit by the
you
grenade.
You didn't even load it's it also, back up. Oh, whoops.
For maximum impact, it has to explode in the air. So, like, it just gets down and then just.
Yeah. What if it lands under a table or something? And just nothing happens.
Right. Exactly.
Lose all the grenade balls.
Well, this is interesting that we're getting into this because I think a lot of parents and just sort of society at large is sort of there's a lot of people who are against Nerf, and we can kind of do sort of a devil's advocate just trying to talk about what are the problems with it. One rumor that I heard was that Nerf was sponsored by the NRA.
Well,
which I'm sure they'd love to have that be true, but it's not true. But the idea of like, let's get kids into guns early so that they can buy real guns when they're old enough. Fortunately that is not true. So, but a lot of parents do seem to be sort of against it. There's a New York Times article, John Frascotti, who is the chief marketing officer at Hasbro, sort of had this to say. He said that we feel that kids of all ages and parents understand that these are toys. Parents actually want to play, play that gets their kids off the couch. Especially indoors, where the foam ammo is less likely to break family fine china. Which is, I'd say that's true, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of times parents are and aren't paying attention to what their kids want. I think it is cool that it's like, hey, you're not just sitting around watching TV or playing video games. Like, you're going outside and playing something. However,
active.
I mean, it depends. Like, are they playing inside? Because then that can get into a issue of the parents being mad, but if they just can put them outside, I don't think it would matter that much.
My thing is, how many of these complaints are just like, I'm tired of picking up the bullets everywhere?
Right.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
If I started just looking around this airplane hangar, I would find a Nerf bullet. Like, just there's got to be one in the laundry somewhere, you know?
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure there's probably one that you might, all of us probably have. Like, what? I thought I got rid of these years ago. Like, you would find one in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what?
Like a $20 bill from years ago. It's like, oh, Nerf bullet.
Nerf bill.
A Nerf bill. Now we are sponsored by the new cryptocurrency.
Nerf money.
Nerf bill.
Nerf coin.
There's another part of this article from New York Times is they interviewed the vice chairman for education at the New York University Child Study Center, Jess Shackleton. And this is what he had to kind of say about the whole issue of toy guns, is that I don't think a toy gun from a child is necessarily the withholding a toy gun from a child is necessarily the answer. It's one possible answer, but they're still going to want to make guns from sticks and slices of cheese and anything else they can get their hands on.
I remember making a gun out of cheese.
Yeah, string cheese and a carrot or something. Now, I think that's just sort of, I guess we're speaking also as dudes, but also as like the nature of just when you're kids, you just want to fight each other for fun.
Yep.
And I don't know how much of that just comes from us watching too much TV and playing video games, or is it just like, eh, it's just that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Growing up, little kids just fighting. That's.
Yeah.
I don't think that's from anything other than just the brain.
Yeah. The school I went to growing up, the like the homeschooled co-op that I went to. So we had recess for like 30 minutes and we had football going on, and it got so like, you know, people were tackling each other so much that the teacher was like, all right, no more football. You guys are not going to play any more football. It's getting too violent. So they all just stood around on the playground and they just tackled each other.
Yeah.
It's like, we have nothing else to do.
You don't need a ball. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did, they just like slowly handed them the football back. Like, okay, now you can, because this is going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
And some of that I think is also just like unrealistic expectations of adults of what children are going to be like. They're all just going to be beautiful snowflakes. So I'm like, I don't think you spend enough time with children.
Especially like taking something away from a child sometimes is not the answer. It's just like letting them know how to play with it correctly or something.
Right. And I can see it being a thing of where it's like, oh, snap, these kids are just fighting and that's not what we want.
Yeah.
Well, if we take the ball away, that's the answer. I'm like, I just think they're all 6 year olds.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
There was an incident charging at my school.
Oh, really?
Where this guy was shooting like a film promo or something.
Okay.
And he had like a Nerf gun in it.
Yeah.
And a knife, like a knife prop. And like after that, after the teacher found out, like you could not have any sort of weapons in the campus to film.
Jeez.
Or as a prop.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can see how that can be an issue, but I also understand that I think there's no one brought any foam bullets or anything there. It should be pretty okay. But I think, you know, I can understand it's a weird thing of like how much is a toy gun teaching a kid about a weapon, how much of it is just playing fun. And so it's weird. But it's interesting because Nerf has not been, you know, hasn't been innocent with all these things, because they have made some controversial products in the past. One of them being the Wildfire gun, which is the first automatic Nerf gun. What's weird about this is that this got recalled because it would be completely broken when people would open the box. So what was happening was a lot of people at Christmas time were getting this new Nerf gun, and then the minute they would like unravel it, they'd be like, oh my gosh. And then opened up and it was like just shattered into different pieces.
Oh gosh. What made it so delicate?
I think it was because of their first time using an automatic like pieces to it, that for some reason just like parts of it were too heavy and there's like ripping off and stuff. I can't wait to get the... Oh, no!
Wow. Just start throwing the individual pieces.
Right, yeah. The interesting thing, they also did the Hornet AS6, which was advertised. It was sort of the same idea of, like, you know those, like, rocket pumps where... I'm not going to do hand motions because no one can see it. But where you just stomp on it, and then, the rocket goes flying. So the idea was that it was advertised to shoot darts up to 30 feet. But this had been proven to overshoot that. So people are like, oh, it can only shoot 30 feet, and it goes, like, way too high. So
is that where that Vine comes from?
Wait, what's Vine?
He's, like, just filming, and he's like, oh, my God. And then he, like, the dart starts coming at him.
It goes right to his face. Yeah. It hits the camera. It might be. Yeah, the Hornet AS6. So after about 15 pumps also with this thing, the overpressure valve kicks in, and when it does, it makes a funny sound, which sounds like somebody breaking wind. So you both have the problem of shooting way too far into the sky,
right,
and then also sounding like farting. So they had to get recalled that.
This product has been discontinued.
Oh, yeah.
Are you trying to buy one right now?
I was just looking.
Okay.
I was just looking.
And I'm sure they got, like, some sort of complaints about it, like, going into neighbors' houses or something.
We were trying to have a nice Thanksgiving. Yeah. Just Nerf bullets.
It just goes into a grill.
Through the window.
Explodes. It goes into a grill.
You shoot it in your house, goes straight through your ceiling. Thing is way too smart. And then the other thing is, it's so Nerf now with their Hasbro has some deal with Disney going on right now. And so they're doing a bunch of different things. One of the things is that they've created a new line that happened in 2020 called the Power Move series, which is weapons based off of the Marvel series. Mm-hmm. And one of them that is not recalled, but definitely looks like it'd be a problem, is the Captain America Shield Sling. Now, this is where you hold a thing and you have a Captain America shield that you can throw at people. It's just it's not
throwing, throwing a foam
just throwing foam a disc foam disc at yeah. people.
Maybe you're using like a full vibrame. That's cheating.
It actually goes back around.
The full boomerang. Yeah, no, it's a foam shield, so that seems also kind of like cheating. It seems a lot of like pretty much how this game works is that if you want to have a Nerf battle, you just have to be richer than everybody else. Be like, oh yeah, well I got both shields and the swords and the long charge $90 CX6.
Sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Have the riot shield.
It just says Nerf on it. Oh man,
Nerf riot gear.
We're not too far away from that. Humans versus zombies is sort of another thing that Nerf made, which was essentially like the idea of it is it happens a lot of college campuses where it's like there's it's like Sharks and Minnows if you ever played that in the pool, where it's like two people are the zombies. And if you get, like, tagged or bit, then you become a zombie. Mm. And then you have more and more and more infected. And so you have people with Nerf guns who try to, like, shoot off the zombies.
Did you ever play it?
No, I've never played it. Have you?
I never played. I had friends that did. And it seemed intense. It was, like, this two-week period of, like, the humans
two
having...
2 weeks?
It was something like that. Like, it was a significant amount of time because you have hundreds of kids.
We didn't go to school for 2 weeks.
And so, and you had like, there were some rules like inside class buildings. There, like you could only be infected, I guess, like out and about. But then every few nights there were big events where they had to, like all the humans had to hold down like a parking deck and they had to like keep it safe for like an hour and a half or
Whoa.
Something. So there, it's like hundreds of students gathered there with all their Nerf guns fighting off the zombies.
We had a version of that at DSA. I don't know if Durham School Yards told you. Durham School Yards. Yeah, I think it was called, Murder or something? Then they had to change the name to like
We are having our annual murder at school.
Because it was just like,
like
about
assassins?
It was assassins.
Okay.
Yeah. But they changed
it. I've done
okay,
that before,
I've done assassins too with water guns.
But they did it like with stickers, but I don't know if they ever did like with Nerf guns before I got there.
Now, I've done Assassin with Super Soaker water guns, like the really small ones that you can like put in your pocket. Because I've done that. I went to a conference in Florida and I brought 50 of them.
Wow.
And then just handed them to people. So that they're at the conference, you just be like just hitting the people with the thing. Some people got really mad though. Because we didn't have any jurisdiction. It was just like, all right, we're just going to start shooting each
just
other.
Just put pepper spray
I don't
in
know.
There.
And then that's cheating. Come on. But yeah, no, the amount of people who have, I just saw random people I'd never seen, I guess just passing around to be like, oh, that guy got one of my guns.
Wow.
Have you done Assassin too?
I did it. There was in college, I think it was just the one time. Yeah, in college, one of my floors did it. It wasn't necessarily water guns. It was water. You had to use water of some sort to get the other person out.
Full bucket.
My friend Travis had me, and he did just like a pinprick through a water bottle. So you just like squirt someone through the top of a water bottle and still counted.
Because I've seen the one where it's like, it's a way to like meet people, like an icebreaker where it's like everyone who's playing gets a name of a person. And it's like your job is to assassinate that person. And then if you succeed, like you get their card, so you get for that person until there's one man standing.
Yeah.
That'd be harder to do with one haul. I feel like that can be done in like 5 minutes, but.
No, that was something different. That was with RUF, the water gun thing.
The
thing my haul did was, it was something with spoons. You had to. Bang! Yeah, you had to like
hit.
Like, Poke him in the spoon.
Poke him in the eye with the spoon.
I forget what it was. It was something like that. I've done it a couple times.
Gauge out their eyes. Like first person to be blind wins. I think there's a lot of fun things to do. I think I've seen it with Nerf too. I feel like Nerf is a little bit easier. Some people really don't like getting wet, especially with the water gun. Just like in the back of the neck, like during class or something like that, people have gotten angry. But hey, if you've ever played Assassin and you're listening, hashtag Assassin Water. I don't know. Email us.
Nerf assassins.
If you've ever assassinated anyone in real life.
Hashtag assassin water is my.
Hashtag assassin water. And if not, then assassin, just kidding. I don't know.
Assassin, just kidding.
Yeah, if you've ever had an assassin story, just let us know. Yeah.
Let us know about
it. If you've
time
ever killed
you've
someone,
assassin.
Let us know. Anyway, so the interesting facts about...
And we will tell the cop.
Some interesting facts about Nerf. This is from a Thrillist.com article. is that Hasbro HQ has testing facilities where everyone can shoot each other. It's a giant large house facility where they like test different Nerf prototypes and environments. So they have like basically a set built of like a bedroom or a basement or cubicles or a dorm room where like people could be able to play to kind of get the idea of how it would be played and then test it out on each other. It's a real thing.
How do I apply?
I know, right? How do you apply? It's sort of like how Ben and Jerry's, they get to eat all the ice cream.
Wow.
It's like, how do I get these jobs?
We're people out here living my dreams.
If you know where the warehouse is, hashtag assassin water. They'll never know.
We'll get sponsored by Hasbro soon.
Yeah, for sure. Hasbro, dude, we need MXP toys. Oh, man. Action figures. The MXP gun. So some Nerf guns can shoot up to 50 miles per hour. Most of them can hit around 30 miles per hour. But the Nerf N-Strike Elite Hailfire Blaster can shoot darts staggering 50 miles per hour.
That's insane.
That's as fast as an adult lion or a reasonably sick Mexican free-tailed bat.
That's reasonably specific.
I don't know why.
Explain that one.
I don't know. This is according to Thrillist. They're like, and I would know. One trip in Mexico, I saw a Mexican tail three bat.
I can confirm this.
Yeah.
50 miles an hour.
Or a lion. Crazy. How do you know that one, too?
That's if someone is hunting you down with this Nerf N-Strike Elite Hailfire Blaster and you're driving away.
Right.
You could be getting up to speed and see the bullet go right past you. That'd be crazy.
Wow.
I feel like you would also, if...
And if you're driving 50 miles an hour, just like it's floating right there in the air.
If you also had one of the bullets that had like the sticky part at the end of it, you could probably feel something. Or you could break at least like a glassware or something.
Sure.
If you're shooting it, boom.
Sure, yeah.
So I don't know how much that one's worth. But if anyone wants to buy this one, the highest sustained firing rate is 150 darts at 30 seconds.
That's so many darts.
That's
so many darts.
By the vulnerable hailfire. One that can hit 50 miles per hour out of the muzzle. It was as 8 magazines with 18 darts each, giving a total of 144 darts. So thanks to electricity, it can fire off 144 in under 30 seconds.
Guys, wait up. I got to find an outlet.
You see, like, flickering of the lights.
Like the Griswold, like Christmas Vacation, the whole city dims, but it's just some kid daisy chaining together electric powered Nerf gun. Fire 1,000 bullets in 30 seconds.
I'd like to see that happen. Maybe there's a Dude Perfect video where that happens. Pretty much.
Probably.
That's the one thing
I was looking up.
I was definitely looking at Nerf, and pretty much like all the Nerf stuff on YouTube is basically just like Dude Perfect, just over and over our channels that like have the same idea.
Yeah, they do a lot of
it. I've also seen like these channels that make a like kind of parody like video game.
Right. Oh, yeah. Where they're like pretending to be in like Modern Warfare.
Yeah, but it's Nerf.
Right. I've seen that too.
Yeah. Or and then those you can see like on the floor, it's just covered with Nerf bullets.
Yeah. Have you all played like Airsoft or Paintball?
Just a couple of times.
Okay. Yeah, I've played Airsoft.
Okay. I've played Paintball before. And that's another thing where it's just like you get there and it's just like everything is paint ahead of time.
By me saying I play Airsoft, I meant I got shot with one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk?
This is
therapy.
No,
I've also been
shot.
We'll
save that for the Airsoft episode.
The Airsoft ever with Dr. Phil. We'll get
Dr. Phil.
I've had your brother hold me at Airsoft gunpoint. Like,
should we explain that one?
What?
Should we explain that?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't need to know.
Another tease. Okay. Hey, there's a line of high-powered blasters geared towards adults coming soon, which is weird that they're doing that because it feels like there's a decent amount of adults who are already into Nerf.
But I mean, like, there's a lot of adults that customize their Nerf to make them more adult. So I guess that makes sense that they're just trying to cash in on it.
And when when they were 6 and Nerf guns were really simple, and now they're grown up and they're like, oh, I want to do some crazy stuff with this.
I want to get what? How many people have been on a date and then gone over and then they open up a closet and it's just like the biggest collection of Nerf they've ever seen?
Yeah, I just really feel
let
like
us know.
Giving back to the community. I'm doing a lot of good in the area. I really feel like they're teaching me more than I'm teaching them. Also, I have this Nerf gun collection.
This is a shrine or again. So it's interesting that they're doing that. These guns are going to be able to shoot up to 75 miles per hour. which is a lot faster than the regular Holy darts. And then you're getting shot in the face. I don't know if this is actually happening or not. This article's kind of old. Seems like a bad idea. But also, I don't know.
And we're back.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, we were talking about earlier. But yeah, Nerf is in cahoots with Super Soaker, which is a pair company. And you talked about having Super Soaker. Now, was that just something that you would do like in the summertime? Or is that...
Oh,
like,
definitely. Okay. In the summer. No, in the winter. That would be pretty mean.
Gotcha. It's snowing out. Yeah, it does seem like Hasbro does have the they own Monopoly, which is funny. But yeah, they have like all of these companies. But yeah, it does. You can see sort of the similarities in design and stuff, and also that they've had several deals like Star Wars guns and stuff like that with both Super Soaker and Nerf, which is interesting too.
That was my my first Nerf gun was a Captain America Nerf gun.
Really?
Yeah, which is really funny because Captain America does not have a gun.
He has the... You didn't get the shield thing that throws a shield in?
No, I wasn't popular enough. I wasn't rich enough.
I got a full... Oh, okay. Is it this one right here?
It's like a... Yeah, it's that one, I think.
Okay, or is it this thing?
No, not that one.
Okay,
that
one's crazy. We're looking at is basically a shield that transforms into a gun.
No, it was a little handgun.
And there's also what looks like a Pac-Man part of the shield that also becomes a gun.
Wow.
So they've got a lot of Captain America guns out there. So if you guys have read the comics where he just shoots someone, doesn't sound right, but
Hail Hydra.
Their most expensive products don't go over $500. This is something that they tried to do with Nerf. Expensive? Sure, but don't act like you wouldn't spend that on your hard-earned paycheck with a sick Nerf In-Strike Vulcan, which with 25 dart belt and 25 sonic micro darts.
What is a sonic micro dart?
Let's look that up. I think that's the really, really like small...
ears bleed?
Like, oh my god.
Chemical warfare?
Let's see. A sonic micro dart from Nerf. This is part of the Vulcan one. I think they're just the ones that don't shoot you. I'm not sure. If you were coming to this podcast to hear people who knew a lot of knowledge about all the different lore of Nerf, because there's like video games and like comics and all that stuff, you came to the wrong place. But I'm pretty sure you figured that out earlier.
Oh, it sounds like it looks like they just whistle.
Okay.
They got like the way the tips are or something. They
have
the
big...
The other one is the Nerf In-Strike Long Strike CS6, which can shoot over 35 feet. I believe this is one I used on a movie set. Yes. It's basically looks like almost like a sniper, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've used this on a movie set before.
How much was it?
This one is currently on Amazon.com for a total price of unavailable. Okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
Money is no object.
Like $50.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not terrible. But yeah. Super interesting. Oh, real quick, Kids Meal Corner.
The Kids Meal Corner.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Okay, so I found that they do that both McDonald's and Burger King have both done Happy Meal toys involving Nerf at some point. This is from 2009. This is McDonald's Happy Meal. Most of it being sports related. So like we were talking about with like the mini basketball hoop.
Yeah.
Or like a football or something. They have the really small blasters, but nothing too crazy. And then Burger King also did one that involved basically just the guns. And they also did Super Soakers with the same one. And they're really small, basically like a keychain size. And they basically did a better job of explaining it with like Super Soakers. But it's interesting that like McDonald's, like, we're going to go the sports route with Nerf. Right. And Burger King's like, no, we're giving children guns in their food Happy Meal, which is the most American thing I've ever heard of. Besides baseball and jazz and all the other stuff.
And apple pie.
So yeah, I think that's all of my, you guys have anything else to talk about with Nerf?
I was just going to say talk about the video games real quick.
Go for it.
I found that super interesting. So they produced a video game, which was called it was a first-person shooter in 1999 called the Nerf Arena Blast.
Whoa.
Or NAB for short.
Sure.
And then they released the 2008 game Nerf and Strike and its sequel, Nerf and Strike Elite. And then they also had And then they had a raw, arcade game that you would go. Gotcha. You know, like one of those that you go and see at the arcades.
Was one of these for the Wii?
Yes, because okay. Yeah, I was gonna say they did. Did the last two featured the Switch Shot EX3, which was a functional dart blaster and a Wii remote.
So, wait, what? It comes with a Wii remote?
So, well, it was like a Wii remote holder, I think. So I think you would put put the Wii if you wanted to, and then you could also use it as a real.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Gotcha. So it comes with like, you know, like the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So you just like put it in there, but it also you can actually shoot with it. That's crazy.
And then they had also other accessories for PlayStation 2, the DSi, and the 3DS.
I've got to put my dual controller into this. Get in there.
Which I'm just cool. Wow. And I looked at some of the footage of the game.
Yeah.
It does not look. it looks very cheaply made.
Okay.
But
was the first video game on like the Nintendo 64?
The first one was.
Oh, I think was it a computer game?
I don't know. Microsoft Windows. Okay, I think it is a computer game.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, cool.
But here, if you want to see some footage of it,
yeah, I want to see some footage of this game.
This is just the oh my god, it's the guy playing it, and that's
this looks. Okay, hang on. We're looking at a Let's Play of some guy playing this. I think it's the Wii one, right?
I think, yeah, this is the Wii one.
This guy is Let's Playing.
This is the most recent Wii one.
Okay.
Speed running Wii nerf.
This guy has a wall behind him of just an armory of nerf guns.
Yes.
Just like completely like decked out.
You got to get your brand.
GTA style armory.
I guess so. Honey. Yeah,
so this...
Come in. That's what you call a man cave. I hope that this is my kitchen. Cool. So I wanted to do real quick, just sort of like to kind of end things up. Just going over sort of like ideas for if we ourselves got the idea, we got all the money from Hasbro and they said, listen, you get to design a new Nerf gun. You get to do it. What do you want to do? So I was just going to say we can go around and just sort of pitch ideas for Nerf guns.
I had, when you texted us that question, I had two ideas immediately.
Okay, I want to hear them.
One of them was, I didn't know there was a Nerf grenade, but I thought a Nerf grenade would be fun.
Okay.
Right.
But I was thinking, like, actually, if you had darts that shot out instead of just the balls or whatever. But okay. That's already can't take. But the other idea I immediately had was, for whatever reason, the crazy bicycle thing that the Who's ride around in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the book at least.
That's okay. Oh, you're right.
That like 11 people can sit on and it's just this long. Like,
right.
I thought, what if that, but a Nerf gun? So there you got just bike? One person, just imagine like a tuba, but like,
okay.
But like a 3-story tuba that like one person or like 5 people can carry around or exist in. And wow. Then you're just launching Nerf out of like every
just like around you like a sprinkler
thing. Yeah, just
yes,
that's awesome.
I just thought Dr. Seuss Nerf.
Dr. Seuss X Nerf.
Can you play it in a hat? Can you shoot it with a bat?
Right. It would be like Nerf. My Nerf has a werf to burf the gurf or something. Like it'd be
yes.
One Nerf, two Nerf,
yeah,
three Nerf.
Three Nerf.
Oh, my God.
Blue Nerf, blue red Nerf.
Nerf or nothing. That does sound like it could have been a Dr. Seuss book. Nerf or nothing.
Nerf or nothing.
Someone make that book and send it to us. Anyway, we'll give you a commission. That sounds expensive. Make a book and send it to us.
but just some real complicated, just like.
Like it takes a day to set up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
What do you
How would you move, though?
Someone's got.
Oh, I don't know.
Someone's maybe gotta push you,
or it's like a Trojan horse.
Just, yeah, you just have to be very coordinated. It's all like, you all move.
It's like pushing your car in neutral.
Yeah,
I got it. We can get it there.
It's what about you? Got any Nerf ideas?
Mine was also something that I discovered was real, which was a cross of a Nerf gun and a. Water gun.
Okay.
So, or the super soaker. So it would be like
that just means we've had good ideas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Great minds think alike. Yeah.
but mine would be one of those heavy ones, you know, like, okay. I don't know what they're called, but like in Call of Duty, the ones where they even have like a handle on them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
it's
like
like a turret. Heavy,
like a turret. Yeah, like
I know they make a turret, but I don't think you can hold it like that. That's the thing. Yeah.
So like I would like want like that,
like an old school, like what Halo is it? You have a turret, but then you can rip it off.
Exactly.
And then run around. Yeah.
So it would be like that, and then they would have like a water tank that's a backpack. So you have just endless. Like it would be heavy, but it's for the heavy players. You know, the heavy set. The heavy class. Yeah, that's what I would
do. You have your medic nerf players.
Medic nerf players. your scouts. Heavy
scouts, yeah.
Yeah, just somebody like Pulp Fiction just like stabbing them with like a nerf needle. I'm alive!
The nerf blade.
I got it.
The nerf throwing knives.
You know what they call a nerf with cheese in Great Britain?
And then I was also thinking of a nerf tank.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah.
Like just that. I don't know what it
people
would look
to
like.
Derive it.
Just a giant Nerf.
Yeah, you'd have a Nerf bullet that's this big.
This
around.
Big, yeah.
Like a two
the size of a watermelon.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love that. I want to see all these happen. So my idea was that it's like we're talking Hasbro. We got all these ideas for Hasbro, but I'm saying Hasbro needs to team up. I think we need to get away from we've got too much crazy stuff happening in America with guns. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we're going to use these guns. We're going to use them for something that we can all enjoy. And Hasbro's got to team up with another team a product that they make, Easy Bake Oven. So what I'm coming up with is a gun that is has a battery powered that has a light bulb in it. And you heat it up,
okay,
and you put in a special like dough, and you you're heating up, and then you shoot out pancakes, like freshly made pancakes, just like little like diced pancakes. So you shoot out, so it's making them. And you have to hold it for like 30 minutes, and then you
my hand's getting hot,
and then you pull the trigger, and then
I'm
just
hungry,
pancakes
suck it up.
Shoot out. It's perfect. Wow. And then we can start like an IHOP kind of company.
You could do cookies too.
Yeah. Just like
Nerf cookies.
The drive through is just them shooting this pancake into your mouth as you literally drive by.
Catch. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is when we get like Easy Bake Oven Gun.
Yes.
And it shoots out fresh goods to the children.
This tastes like foam.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
I used the wrong one. But yeah, these are all of our ideas, and I think they should be used. So maybe we can draw some up, maybe some prototypes,
sketches.
We'll get some people working on it. Hasbro, call us up. These are great ideas. Hey, if you made it this far in the episode, you got to our very first giveaway. So
as you know,
a lot of our guests come on the show and they get a prize for coming on the show, mainly because we feel bad for them.
I came back.
That's true. You did come back, but sure. I think you were just in town, isn't that
well, right? You forced me, but...
Okay. I have a Nerf gun to your neck.
Yeah. This entire time I've had a Nerf gun pointed.
Do you remember where you put the key, Brent, for the shackles?
Oh, shit.
The Nerf vault.
For the
Nerf prison cell. It's foam bars.
Oh, man.
How am I going to get out? Why don't you just let the cat eat it?
So yeah, since you're for your audience, we do have a very first giveaway. So you get a prize just for listening to the show. So
you're all guests with your ears.
You are guests. Mm-hmm. We have our very first Most Extreme Podcast t-shirts. That's very right. They are comfort colors, and they are in a very cool sort of pastel purple with our logo on it and the blue sort of on it. Alejandro's wearing one right now.
Yep.
Are they comfortable?
Sponsored by the podcast.
Is it a nice shirt?
It is definitely comfortable.
Okay.
Yes.
Sweet. That was very nice. We want to give a shout out to the people who made it over at, let me get the back. Everything by Pooh Custom Creations. We're going to give a shout out to them for making these shirts for us. So we have a full size run of shirts. We don't have that many, but we have a full size run for our listeners who are listening right now. So all you need to do in order to put yourself in, if you want one of these awesome t-shirts for free, is that you need to follow us on Instagram and or Twitter. Both would get you, would put your odds better in your favor. Post something, anything you want about the 2000s that makes you feel nostalgic with the hashtag MXP2000, It can be a story, it can be a post, it can be a tweet, whatever makes you feel nostalgic, something that maybe we haven't talked about on the show, something that will hopefully brighten people and get them more feeling nostalgic, feeling like the good old days in the 2000s. And then we will choose the winner, and then we will contact you. You can also email us these posts if you want to at mostextremepodcast@gmail.com. And remember that our handles are mostextremepod on both Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, if you have any ideas or any cool things, suggestions that you think would be cool that have to do, remember the hashtag is MXP2000, whatever feels nostalgic, send us those, and we will come up with a winner, and then we will contact you with your shirt, and then we'll figure your size. We're not going to send you like a small, like, dang it, can't wear this.
Got to take a chance.
We'll send you a kid size.
Yeah, we'll send you a kid size.
Good luck.
Build a bear size t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention, yeah, these are for cats. But yeah, anything else we got to talk about?
I think you got it.
Okay, nope. Well...
do we know what's next? What episode's next?
I'll give a tease. I just got a vision of what's next.
Ooh.
So I'll leave that as the clue.
Is that the...
Oh, a vision.
I'm lost.
WandaVision.
No. Yeah, we're talking WandaVision, everybody.
We're talking about the Infinity Stones.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
What to do if one gets trapped in your forehead?
Oh, the Vision's here. He's taking over for Jarrett's
Kevin
place.
Kevin Feige's here.
All right. We'll see you later.